Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is April 21st, 2024, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we are going to be pressing on through 2 Samuel. We're going to be reading chapter 3, verse 6 to chapter 4, verse 12. So let's get into the Word today. April 21st, chronological reading, New King James Version. We're going to begin with 2 Samuel 3, 6 to 21, reading about Abner and how he joined forces with David. Now it was so, while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, that Abner was strengthening his hold on the house of Saul. And Saul had a concubine whose name was Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah. And so Ishbosheth said to Abner, "Why have you gone in to my father's concubine?" Then Abner became very angry at the words of Ishbosheth and said, "Am I a dog's head that belongs to Judah? Today I show loyalty to the house of Saul, your father, to his brothers, to his friends, and have not delivered you into the hand of David, and you charge me today with a fault concerning this woman? May God do so to Abner, and more also, if I do not do for David as the Lord has sworn to him, to transfer the kingdom from the house of Saul and set up the throne of David over Israel and over Judah from Dan to Beersheba." And he could not answer Abner another word because he feared him. Then Abner sent messengers on his behalf to David, saying, "Whose is the land?" Saying also, "Make your covenant with me, and indeed my hand shall be with you to bring all Israel to you." And David said, "Good, I will make a covenant with you, but one thing I require of you. You shall not see my face unless you first bring Michal, Saul's daughter, when you come to see my face." And so David sent messengers to Ishbosheth, Saul's son, saying, "Give me my wife Michal, whom I betrothed to myself for 100 foreskins of the Philistines." And Ishbosheth sent and took her from her husband, from Palatel, the son of Laish. Then her husband went along with her to Bairum, weeping beside her. And so Abner sent to him, "Go, return," and he returned. Now Abner had communicated with the elders of Israel, saying, "In time past you were seeking for David to be king over you. Now then do it. For the Lord has spoken of David, saying, by the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel from the hand of the Philistines and the hand of all their enemies." And Abner also spoke in the hearing of Benjamin. Then Abner also went to speak in the hearing of David in Hebron, all that seemed good to Israel and the whole house of Benjamin. And so Abner and 20 men with him came to David at Hebron, and David made a feast for Abner and men who were with him. Then Abner said to David, "I will go and arise and gather all Israel to my lord the king, and that they might make a covenant with you, and that you might reign over all that your heart desires." And so David sent Abner away, and he went in peace. Joab murders Abner. In 2 Samuel 3, 22 to 30. At that moment, the servants of David and Joab came from a raid and brought much spoil with him. But Abner was not with David and Hebron, for he had sent him away, and he had gone in peace. And when Joab and all the troops that were with him had come, they told Joab, saying, "Abner the son of Ner came to the king, and he sent him away, and he has gone in peace." Then Joab came to the king and said, "Well, what have you done? Look, Abner came to you. Why is it that you sent him away, and he has already gone? Surely you realize that Abner, the son of Ner, came to deceive you, to know you're going out and you're coming in, and to know all that you are doing." And when Joab had gone from David's presence, he sent messengers after Abner, who brought him back from the well of Sirah. But David did not know it. Now, when Abner had returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him privately, and there stabbed him in the stomach, so that he died of the blood of Ashiel, his brother. And afterwards, when David heard it, he said, "My kingdom and I are guiltless before the Lord forever of the blood of Abner, the son of Ner. Let it rest on the head of Joab and all his father's house, and let there never fail to be in the house of Joab one who has a discharge or a leper or leans on a staff or falls by the sword or lacks bread." And so Joab and Abishai, his brother, killed Abner because he had killed their brother Ashiel and Gibeon in the battle. David mourns Abner's death, 2 Samuel 3, 31-39. Then David said to Joab and to all the people who were with him, "Tear your clothes, gird yourself with sackcloth, and mourn for Abner." And King David followed the coffin. So they buried Abner in Hebron, and the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. And the king sang a lament over Abner and said, "Should Abner die as a fool dies? Your hands were not bound, nor your feet put in fetters. As a man falls before wicked men, so you fell." Then all the people wept over him again. And when all the people came to persuade David to eat food while it was still day, David took an oath, saying, "God do so to me, and more also, if I taste bread or anything else till the sun goes down." Now all the people took note of it, and it pleased them, since whatever the king did pleased all the people. For all the peoples and all Israel understood that day that had it not been for the king's intent to kill Abner, the son of Ner, then the king said to his servants, "Do you not know that a prince and a great man has fallen this day in Israel? And am I weak today, though anointed king? And these men, the sons of Zerara, are too harsh for me. The Lord shall repay the evildoer according to his wickedness." The murder of Ishbosheth, 2 Samuel 4:1-3. When Saul's son heard that Abner had died in Hebron, he lost heart, and all Israel was troubled. Now Saul had two men who were captains of troops. The name of the one was Bana, and the name of the other Rechab, the sons of Rimmon the Berethite of the children of Benjamin. For Beroth also was part of Benjamin, because the Berethites fled to Gittaim and have been sojourners there until this day. 2 Samuel 4:5-12. Then the sons of Rimmon the Berethite, Rechab and Bana, set out and came at about the heat of the day to the house of Ishbosheth, who was lying on his bed at noon. And they came there all the way into his house as though to get wheat, and they stabbed him in the stomach. Then Rechab and Bana, his brother, escaped, for when they came into the house, he was lying on his bed in the bedroom. Then they struck him and killed him and beheaded him and took his head and were all night escaping through the plain. And they brought the head of Ishbosheth to David at Hebron and said to the king, "Here is the head of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, your enemy, who sought your life. And the Lord has avenged my lord, the king, this day of Saul and his descendants." But David answered Rechab and Bana, his brothers, the sons of Rimmon the Berethite, and said to them, "As the Lord lives, who has redeemed my life from all adversity, when someone told me, saying, 'Look, Saul is dead,' thinking to have brought good news, I arrested him and had him executed in Ziklag, the one who thought I would give him a reward for his news. How much more when wicked men have killed a righteous person in his own house on his bed? And therefore shall I not now require his blood at the hand and remove you from the earth?" And so David commanded his young men, and they executed them, cut off their hands and feet, and hanged them by the pool of Hebron. But they took the head of Ishbosheth and buried it in the tomb of Abner in Hebron. That was our reading today for the Lord's Day, April 21st, 2024. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Today is the Lord's Day, of course, and we want to invite you guys out to our regular worship service at 10:30. We also are having our adult Bible class and Sunday school at 9:15. We do each and every single week, and so really encourage you, if you're not in the habit of coming out to that, to come on out to it this morning. Get on up. It's early enough. Eat your Wheaties and your shredded wheat or whatever you're eating these days. I know I'm eating high fiber these days. And so, come on out and join us for Sunday school this morning, okay? It's a great class. Brother Randy Bauer is teaching today. It's a good discussion, more of a discussion-type class. And so it's about growing your faith, and we all need to grow in our faith. So I'm going to turn the screws a little bit today. Come on out to Sunday school. Anyway, leave a comment, leave a reaction to this video, and I'll mark that down. If you haven't sent me a picture of you with your new mug, be sure to do that. Appreciate it. And 860-593-5735. I've only gotten a few pictures so far. I really would like to get more. And so, send it my way. But that said, let's go to the Lord in word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your goodness to us. Lord, we thank you for this word. Lord, we pray that you would continue to use it in our lives as we grow. Lord, I pray that you would use your word in the Sunday school hour and in the worship service, Lord, as we continue through Revelation. Lord, I pray that you would get the glory, God, as we are continually sanctified and grow in our faith in Jesus Christ. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.